Gemara says, Hane Mitzrach Tzrich. Sei der Postuk lo Yale Olecho. And sei der Postuk lo Silba Shatnes. We need also a Aloy and also a Levisha. Because of Rachmone lo Yale Olecho, the Postuk would only say, Beget Shatnes, Beget Kilayim Shatnes, lo Yale Olecho, Hava Amine Kol Derecha Aloy Osa Rachmone. ואפילו מויך רקסוס כוסר רחמון אלוי סיל בשעת נסדוף ולביש לדעיס בענוי וכוסר רחמון אלוי סיל בשעת אבינה דווקא לביש לדנוף איש ענו עושו אבל הלוי לא כוסר רחמון אלוי יעלה הולך אז רגמור עושה זה ניל אוסו לא יעלה אל אוסו לא יסיל בש אז בפוסק מול אומי סי לא יעלה הולך I want to in kol derech ha'aloi osu ve'afilu moich riksus. So we mentioned that the Rishonim learned pshat. If the Pasuk would only write lo yale olecho, I would think that even ha'aloi she'ein bo yanoi is osu. You just put it over your shoulders, it's osu. Talmud lema lo yisil bash, that you have to have a aloe dumya de levisha de isba anoe. So if the pasuk would write lo yale olecho, I would think you mechuyev an aloe afilu on hanoe. You mechuyev an aloe even without hanoe. Kosem rechmon eloi silbash that you have to have a aloe. That you have to have a aloe. If you don't have a aloe, you're not chayev. So the fiddle is showing the maskonas ha-gemore is that in kilayim inat chayev an ha-aloe on ha-anoe inat chayev an ha-aloe on ha-anoe you chayev only if you also have ha-anoe. So the fiddle is showing him Ramban, Rashbo, Ritvo, Rosh you only chayev an kilayim if you have ha-anoe. This is the sugi and yevomes daf dalad amud beis. Ha'aloe dumye de levishe, ma levishe de is ba'anoe, ha'aloe de is ba'anoe. And you only chayev if you have ha'anoe. This is the tzus of the shmaisi. Now, as the sugi and Shabbos, daf choftes amud beis, vav, psochim, chovav amud beis. The Gemara says, you have to have ha'anoe. What would be if you're not mechaven le'anoe? The fear of Shimon is Mutter, Dovosh in Miskaven is Mutter, a little bit of Yudah, Dovosh in Miskaven is also. So there's two sugis. Sugi the Yevomis is Mechadesh, that Ha'aloe on Hanoe is Mutter. Kilaim, if you're not Nene, Silei the different Nechatim says, it's no Isu. It's a Tnai in Kilaim to be Nene. Sai be Ha'aloe, Sai be Levishim. So Kedai Toch, if the Pasuk would only write Loisale, that ha'aloe without ha'anoe is also komashman al dumya de levisha de is ba'anoe and it's also only if you have ha'anoe. After we have this sugya, we have a sugya in Shabbos. Okay, I have to have ha'anoe. What would be if I'm not mechaven le'anoe? Rav Shimon holds dovo she'er miskaven is mutar, Rav Yudah holds dovo she'er miskaven is also, aloha ke Rav Shimon, so you have to have ha'anoe, but only if you have kavone. If you don't have kavone, it's mutar. This is glad. I will see later, this is the way the Ramo paskins. Sai be aloe, sai be levisha, you need to have aloe. Aloe do me the levisha, the is be aloe. And after you have to have aloe, machlekes Rav Shimon ve Rabbanon, dovo shel miskaven is mutar osu. If Rav Shimon dovo shel miskaven is mutar. If Rav Yudah dovo shel miskaven is osu. And aloha ki Rav Shimon dovo shel miskaven is mutar. And Rashi is mashma not like that. Because Rashi in our sugya, Rashi said, Salkedai toch, if the Pasuk would only write the Aloe ve'afilu moich riksus, so it's Rashi she'einu miskavnim le'ano aschimu. So it's mashpa that Anoe we knew that you have to have. But I would think that without kavona yuchayim, komash malon ha'aloe dum yede levishe only with kavona yuchayim. So it's mashma in Rashi in our sugya, that in Kilayim, on Anoe, Avada Yunat Chayim. Or Besal Kedaitoch, that without Kavona, it's also, Komashmalon only with kavona. This is the words of Rashi. Salkedaitoch, if you don't show you Salkedaitoch without Hanoi, Komashon, you need Hanoi. Now, kavona or not, it's Mahlikas of Shir and Rabbonon. For Rashi, it's Mashmal was never Salkedaitoch on Hanoi. Salkedaitoch without kavona to be also. Komashmalon, it's Muto. These are the words of Rashi. Frank Rashbo, Ramban, Ritmo, Mimonifshach. Lefir of Shimon, so Dovashim is Kavan is Mutter, Lefir of Yuna, Dovashim is Kavan is also. Our Sug is Rab Yude. Who is Dorish from Mishne Torah? It's Rab Yude. If the Mishne Torah, it's Rab Yude. If Rab Yude is Dorish from Mishne Torah, so our Sug is Rab Yude, so Dovashim is Kavan is also. Dovashim is Kavan, I live in Rab Yude, it's also. So how the Maskonas and Gemara, I would think Kol Derech HaAloe, Rashi says, even if I have Anoe, if I don't have Kavone, I would think that it's also Komash Malon, that it's Mutter, Dumi de Levisha. Lefir Rab Yudah, Dovoshin Miskaven is Mutter. I'm sorry, it's also. So how you have a Salkedaitoch, Kol Derech HaAloe is also Komash Malon, that it's Mutter, Lefir Rab Yudah, it's not true that it's Mutter. Dovoshin Miskaven is also. And then the Sugi is Reb Shimon. So we call it the Rikula Dovashim Iskaven as Mutter. So what do you tell me? Salke Daidor Dovashim Iskaven as Osu Komashman and it's Mutter? Anyway, Dovashim Iskaven as Mutter, we call it the Rikula. So we might have shot. Kibar Sug is Rav Yudah. So the Maskone is not Ebis Maskone. Because the Gemara says Kloli and Shabbos, and if you have been Dovashim Iskaven as Osu, so you would out Kavona, it's Osu and Kilai. And if our Sug is Rav Shimon, call it the Rikula Dovashim Iskaven as Mutter. This was the Shverkeit of the Rishonim Bedaas Rashi. This was the Shverkeit of the Rishonim Bedaas Rashi. And Bemele, yesterday we said a thing from Reb Nochem to Miyashim. He said, I want not to go without, but Reb Nochem was Miyashim Rashi, and Rishonim did Shtela Ora and Rashi. So to Miyashim that, we'll go to the Yesod of the Sugya. Yesod of the Sugya is Be'etz of the Mesalevi, Chelek Aleph, Simen Hei, and Simen Aleph or Ishei. Mesalevi claims, we have a Sugya by us that Kilai needs to have Anoe. We don't even feel all of the Rishon. So Kilai Koch Anoe, you have even without Anoe, Komash Malon Anoe, Dumya de Levisha, de Isbe Anoe. Anoe, Dumya de Levisha, de Isbe Anoe. So it's Mevur in our Sugya, that Anoe, Dumya de Levisha, de Isbe Anoe, that you have to have Anoe Bekilai. Why? Why you have to have Anoe Bekilai? When you kill someone, you have to have Anoe? No, it's Tzitzach. No tonight to have Anoe. Why here you have to have Anoe? So why here you have to have Anoe? And the Besalevi has two tzadim. One tzad is that Kilayim is in the Bismedrash from Yisure Anoe. We have a Bismedrash of Averis that are called Yisure Anoe. Not allowed to be nene from a list of things in the Torah. You have Yisurei Achila, not allowed to eat some things. And there's Yisurei Anoe. Kilayim is one of them. Just in Kilayim, it's in the Yisurei Anoe is not to eat it. Most Yisurei Anoe, you're not allowed to nene from all. You're not allowed to eat it. Not allowed to enjoy it. Not allowed to sell it, to make business with it. Yisurei Anoe. Kile Yisroi. Kilayim Bekeret. You're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to be nene, you're not allowed to sell. Kilev Godim, the issue is not tenene, swallowing it. Tenene, how you nene from clothing. So the nene from clothing, how you nene from clothing? When you wear it, you consider nene from the clothing. But the issue is the issue anot. The issue is the issue anot. About it, you have to have a tnai of levisha. If you nene without wearing it, it's not called the Isur Anor. But the gather of the Isur is the Isur Anor. One side. Other name, Ma pitom Kilayim is the Isur Anor. Kilayim is the Isur Levisha. As if you Shabbos, you're not allowed to write. Kilayim, you're not allowed to wear. No Shachas, you're writing in Shabbos, you are nene, you're not nene, it's a lot of Shabbos. If it's Isur Anor, when I'm not nene, I'm not chayv, Isur Anor, Shalom Kederich HaMelosam, it's not us. Kilayim is an Isur Levisha. Just, I have to have a Anoe, because without Anoe, it's not a Maisa Levisha. What makes something that I'm wearing it and I'm not carrying it? How you decide, this is I'm wearing, this is I'm carrying? Because my hands go into the sleeves? Or maybe when the scarf is laying on me? When I'm nene, it's a maisa levisha. When I'm not nene, it's a maisa masui. So we will nemzachon like the second side of the Beis Halevi, that in Kilayim, the reason you have to have the Anoy in Kilayim is not because the Isur is Anoy. The Anoy is only a Chetimtza, but Rayas Yom Chamishu that from Tzitzis, but now I'm going to the Yesoy. So the Beis Halevi, the Yesoy, that in Kilayim, it's not an Isur Anoy, it's an Isur Levisha, with a Tnai of Anoy. A Tnai that you then. But the Isur is the Isur Levisha. אבל אז הוא ממשיך ביתר. בעצם, this יסויד of the Beis Halevi state in the Ramban, in the Ran and Shabbos, they have it in the Kaptis. The Ran says that the reason you have to have a Noe Bekilayim is mitzad, because on them sinishken maise levishe. Where the Ran and the Ramban say it? Reb Shimon holds Dobo Shein Miskaven Es Mutar. If I wear Kilayim, and I'm not Nene, Dobo Shein Miskaven Es Mutar. Moich Riksus, Moich Rim Kedargom, and Bilvad Shelo Yechavnu Bachamu Ibn Achamu. Fregen the Rishonim and Shabbos, as a klal, Moide Reb Shimon Bepsik Reisha. Even that he holds Dobo Shein Miskaven Es Mutar, but Psik Reisha is also. Segregation is also when a person opens the fridge and the light goes on. He's not mechaven, he doesn't want the light to go on. He wants to take out food from the fridge. Of a segregation. If you open, you know what will happen. Moide Reb Shimon be segregation that it's us. Moide Reb Shimon be segregation that it's us. Frank the Ran and the Ramban. So why moich riksus, moich rim kedarkom, vashal yechavnu bacham of me'acham of me'acham of me'akshomim, of a segregation. So Tesis says in Shabbos, we're talking that it's not a psikration. Oh, but the Ramban and the Ran answer, here, you need the Anoy because on them is Nishken Maisel Levisha. So if he's not mechaven to be Nene, he's carrying. If he's planning to wear it, so the Mele, it's called a Maisel Levisha. If he's not planning to be Nene, it's not called a Maisel Levisha, it's called a Maisel Masui, and the Mele you're not chai. Mikol mukim the yisayin of the Beis Halevi that the kilayim the mechayim is a ma'aser levisha, the anoe makes the levisha to become a ma'aser levisha. On the anoe, it's not a ma'aser levisha. The anoe turns it to become a ma'aser levisha. Till here it's glad. Till here it's glad. The anoe turns it to become a ma'aser levisha. The meila lefi, mamash lefi Reb Shimon Dovo shel miskaven is muta, for Reb Yehuda Dovo shel miskaven is osu. Even if you don't have a Anoy, it's a chidush. If I don't have a Anoy, as a Mishalev, I'm not mechaven or not. Aber lemais, I'm not mechaven. Aber Rabbeinu, the Dovah Shem Miskaven is osu, osu she'ein a mechaven ke mechaven. And b'meil, it's called the Maisa Levisha, Alibu de Rabbi Yude, Alibu de Rabbi Shimon is Mut. So again, so Shitas HaRishonim is Ha'aloy ve'Levisha, without Anoy, it's a Maisa Masui. And you're allowed to, with Anoy, it's a Maisa Levisha, just the fear of Shimon only if you're Mechaven, because Dovah Shein Miskaven is Mutar, and I'll leave it to Rabbi Yudah, even if you're not Mechaven, because Dovah Shein Miskaven is also. Till here, it's glad. Zog the Beis Halevi. With this, we could Meyashev the Stira El Rambam. Look in the Rambam, you have the Rambam, look in the Rambam inside. The first Stira. Perek Yudah Lochet Ezayim. He paskins the aloche of moich riksus, moich rim kedarkom, ubilvad shelo yiskavnu b'chamesh yotzi l'makilayim shal kseifo min achamo. In other words, ubilvad shelo yiskavnu b'chamesh yotzi l'makilayim shal kseifo, the kilayim that are at the shoulders, min achamo, v'lo yiskavnu b'kshomim l'yishamem boi. So he paskins like Reb Shimon Dovo she'inu miskaven ez muta. And aloche yudches, לא ילבש אדם כלאיים ארעי ואפילו על גבי עשר בגודים שאינו מענהו כלום. You're not allowed to wear כלאיים, even 10 layers, even if you're not enjoying. פרק דה כסף מישה. אלא לא חיות חס שתי, דה כלאיים is also even without הנוע. And Halacha Design it state that it's only with Hanoah, and Dodo She'ena Miskaven is Mutter. If you don't need to have Hanoah, so what if Eina Mechavnim Lehenoi? But it's no Din Hanoah Bichlal. And Halacha Yudches is Mashma is a Din Hanoah. I'm sorry, it's no Din Hanoah. Aber Pish'eino Yinehne it's also. And Halacha Design is Mashma, you need to have Hanoah. And if you're not Mechavnim Lehenoah, it's Mutter. As I bring the Kesef Mishnah, as I bring the Marikurkus, follow the Rishon.
He said in Mehen, but like, it's not
enough. Yeah, I'm saying. Ah, Hakol Bichla. This is the Kash. This is the Kash. Zog de Beis Alevi, a Givaldi Keteretz. Zog ter Aloche Tezayim es Ha'aloe. Aloche Yudches Levishe. Moichriksus is aloe, like an R sugya, the Gemara about Moichriksus, right? Zalter Hazay. Levisha, I'm wearing it. I don't need to have aloe to turn it to wearing it. I'm wearing my jacket now. I'm carrying it, I'm wearing it. Aloe, I put it on my shoulders. And aloe, if I'm nene, it's called a maise levisha. If I'm not nene, it's not called a maise levisha. But levisha is levisha, I feel all aloe. Ha'aloe is a ma'isa levisha only if I'm nene. Ha'aloe is a ma'isa levisha only if I'm nene. Levisha is a ma'isa levisha even if I'm not nene. B'meile. Zog de Beis Alevi nif lo b'yos. The Rambam paskins levisha is also b'gilayim even if you're not nene. This is Halacha Yudches. Afilu al asor matzoes, afilu asor b'godim, even if you're not nene, kilayim is also. Halacha Tzayin, ha'aloe. Ha'aloe is only also if you nene. Zog de Rambam, moichi ksus, moichi mgedar kubad shele iskavnu, sheyatsu lema kilayim she'al kisveyem. You're not wearing it. She'al kisveyem. It's on the shoulders. Better now it's pop. Kilayim is also belevisha. But for being a levisha, you have to have a hanoe. You have to have a hanoe. You have to have a hanoe. If you nene, it's called a levisha. If you're not nene, it's called masu. Mele Naloche Yudches, the Rambam Paskins, Levisha is also Bekilayim Afilu on Anoe. Be'aloe, you need Anoe, and now we'll explain. So our Sugya is talking about Ha'aloe. Salkedai Toch without Anoe, it's also Komashon Dumya de Levisha. It has to be a Maise Levisha, not a Maise Masui. Mele Ha'aloe on Anoe is Mutu. Ha'aloe with Anoe is also. And now we have the Sugya and Shabbos. The fear of Shimon, if you're not miskaven, is muta. Fear of Yudah, the Roshim miskaven is also. So we have two shitas rishonim to make it very clear. The fear all of the rishonim, say aloe, say levisha needs hano. On them, it's called masui. This is our sugya. After you need hanoe, as machlek, as Reb Shimon and Reb Yudah, if you're not mechaven. If you're not mechaven, Reb Shimon is mati, Reb Yudah is oisur, Halacha ki Reb Shimon, Dor Shem iskaven is mutar. So you like to wear kilayim and to be male kilayim, even if you're nene, if you're not mechaven. If you're the Rishonim, you're allowed to. Moich Iksus allowed to wear the begel to show it. A person is allowed to take a jacket to measure, to show it. All of these things are called, if he's not mechaven le'anoe, it's mutar. If he's not mechaven le'anoe, it's mutar. Lefi the Rambam, Levisha is also Rafilu on Hanoi. Even if you're not nene at all from the Kilayim, you're not allowed to wear the Kilayim. Not allowed to wear the Kilayim, even if you're not nene from the Kilayim. Beha'aloe is a Tnai of a Maise Hanoi. And then Lefi Rab Yudah it's Mutar. Sorry, Lefi Rab Shimon it's Mutar. Lefi Rab Yudah it's also.
He's not nene, he's not wearing.
What? With
the Rabbi, he's not.
Levisha is a ma'aseh levisha afilu on hanoi. I think it's, this is the normal. You wear your jacket, it's called if you then, and that's called you wear it. It's called a levisha. It's a ma'aseh levisha. This is the chiddush of the Rambam. The levisha is called a ma'aseh levisha. Levisha is called a ma'aseh levisha. Filu olana. Masheikin aloe needs the hanoe to make it a ma'aseh levisha. This is glad medas a Rambam. As another Rambam in Perik Yud Alochet Tzvov. That we don't have in the copies, but Perek Yud Alochet Tzvov. The Rambam says, "Minol shu kilaim a shu, ve'ein lo okev. It doesn't have the bottom part. Mutol lelofshoy. You're allowed to wear the shuf and kilaim. She'oir haregel kosher ve'ein einene. The skin of the foot is hard and he's not nene." So the Rambam says you're allowed to wear a shoe if it doesn't have an okev, because the skin of this foot is hard and it's not nene. Frank and the Foshim, but it's a levisha. Levisha is also a filo olano. Second kasha, Frank the Kesef Mishnah, what is the difference if it has the hill or it doesn't have the hill? Zog the Rav Shach, very poshim. When the shoe is properly a shoe, that is called a levisha. So you're right, even if the skin is hard, no matter if you're nene or not. Levisha is also a shoe that doesn't have a heel, doesn't mishkin shoe. You're right, it's on you. So if you'll be nene, it'll be called a levisha. But while you're not nene, it's not called a levisha. While you're not nene, it's not called a levisha. The mele, it's muta.
How about tying the ropes?
We'll get what is called a levisha or not. They go. The klal, if they have the klal, if it's shita sarabha. So these are the two shitas, Ben Sashem, we'll see them. And Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, the Bis Yosef, Shulchan Aruch, passing like the Rambam, Levisha's Kilaim is also Rafilu on Aloe. Our Sugi, that the Gemara said, you need Aloe, it's Aloe. And the Lomdus is, Val Aloe, Be'etzem, it's not a real wearing it, oh, but you need Dumi the Levisha. When you have Aloe, the Aloe turns to become Aloe. And here you have Machlekes, Rabbi Yudah and Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds if you're not mechaven, it's vayta muter, even if you're nene and the aloe. Rabbi Yudah holds it's also. But in Levisha, you don't meet to have aloe. This is the Rambam Aloche Yudches, Masha'ekim Aloche Tezayin, Moich Riksus, Ulval Shreichavu Lehenes Me'al, Me'akilayim She'al Kisvayim. And the same thing in a shoe. If it doesn't have a okev, it's not a Levisha, it's only a aloe. But aloe without a aloe, it's muter, it's mistaber, Aloche Tezvok Tezayin go together. And then there's Aloche Yudches. If you see, it's time to have a tzus of the Shema Yisrael Brura, if you see, all of the Rishonim learn, both need Hanoe. Ha'aloe Dumi Yedel Levisha. It's if you're Shimon, it's Mutal, if you're Rabbanon, it's also. So Al-Kedai Tach Nagmon was that you don't need Hanoe, Kamash Malon, you need Hanoe, and both, Machlek is Reb Shimon and Rabbanon. This is the tzus of the Shema Yisrael, Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Aleph in Kilayim, two shittas. The Mechavu passes like the Rambam, and the Ramon passes like the Rishoyim. You see the Kesef Mishneh in Perek Yud Aloche Yudches, the Kesef Mishneh explains that Be'etzem this Machlekes is a deep Machlekes, a clear Machlekes. It's two Mishnayos and Kilayim. One Mishneh and Kilayim Perek Beis, it says, Osu lilbish kilayim ve'afilu al asor ha'bgodim. And as another mission, the Perek Tes, Moich Riksus, Moichim Kedarkum, ובלבד שלא יחבנו. And the Rishonim has a kash, the Rosh, and the Rash, and the Mishnayis. Perek Beis take not allowed to wear kilayim, even if it's 10 layers, even if you're not nene. It doesn't say, mechaven, not mechaven. And Moich Riksus, take you allowed if you're not mechaven. Zog the Rosh, the Kesef Mishneh brings it here, you have it on the page, Perek Yud Aloch Yudches, Zog the Kesef Mishneh, Zog the Rosh. Ho Rab Shimon, Ho Rab Yudah. Lefi Rab Shimon, Dova Shem Miskaven, Ez Mutar, Moich Iksus, Moich Uvad Shlo Yechaven, the Mishneh, Vassor of God, it's Rab Yudah. That even if you don't have a Kavona, it's also, but Avad and both, you know. The Rambam did not want to answer the Stira, Ho Rab Shimon, Ho Rab Yudah. So the Rambam answered very poshut. The Rambam answered, Levisha afilu ona no, it's also not negat the machlekes Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Shimon. It's a ma'aseh levisha. It's kilay. Ha'aloe needs a noe. Moichiksus, we talk about Ha'aloi. Our Suge is Ha'aloi. It's a mashman argument. Our Suge is Ha'aloi. And you need Ha'aloi. And if you're a Shimon, then the Gemara on Shabbos, if you're not Mechavid, it's Mutar. But if you're a Bina, it's also. But Ha'aloi Ha'aloi. Levisha doesn't need Ha'aloi. And the Pashtas, we'll get later to the Klolim Shaboy. The Pashtas, when a person comes to buy a suit, there was a Chshash Kilayim. Lefide Rambam is not allowed to put it on. It's a Levisha. If he's not Nehemek, we speak the Baal, Ananoas Choyim Vekol, not Ananoas Embarrassing, we'll see later. Probably doesn't want to be undressed in the store. But Lu Yitzur, it's not Ananoas Choyim Vekol, the double Shinim is covered, you'll be allowed to. You'll be allowed to. If the Rambam and Levisha, you're not allowed to. But Aloha, you're allowed to. This is the Tzus of the Shmais. Yeah, this is the tzus of the Shmais. If this is MS, we'll go to the next step. We'll take the next step. Rab Kiva Eger is meramistit. So Rabbi Libor writes it by Chobed, and I'm not see it by inside. Zogt Rab Kiva Eger, Abarazei, I have a cheshbon how to answer Shitas Rashi. I have a way how to answer Shitas Rashi. Now we have two Rishonim, clear Rishonim. The Rishonim, you have to have Anoy on them, it's a Masui. This is our Sugya. But with Al Anoy, it's carrying. With Anoy, it's Levisha. What if you ate a Mechavet? Machlek is of Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Shimon holds Mudra, Rabbi Yehuda holds also. And the Rambam holds, Levisha Bichlal doesn't have to have Anoy. Our Sugya is only an Aloy. But Aloy, you have to have Anoy. If you're not Mechavet, Machlek is of Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. But Levisha doesn't have to have an oil. It's glad. Zot Rav Kiva Eger a Givaldik Echad. Listen, a Givaldik Echad. Rashi had a new shita. And Rashi said the follows. Zot Rashi has it. Everything needs an oil. Levisha dumya de aloi de is be an oil. Levisha needs an oil. But Levisha needs an oil for one reason. Ha'aloi needs anoy for two reasons. Listen very carefully. Kilayim, you only chayev if you nene. If you're not nene, you're not chayev b'kilayim. If you're not nene, you're not chayev b'kilayim. So you need anoy. But Levisha needs the anoy for one purpose. And ha'aloi needs anoy for two purposes, and I will explain. Levisha needs Anoy, like the Rishonim. Yeah, the Rambam, Levisha doesn't need Anoy. Levisha needs Anoy. But why Levisha needs Anoy? Because there's a Tnai and Kilayim to be Nene. Like Kol Yisura Anoy. Without Anoy, you're not Chayim. Not because without Anoy it's called Masui. Rashi is masking to the Rambam, when someone is wearing, it's wearing. Oh, but there's a Tnai to have Anoy. Like one side, like the first side of the Beis Halei. Ha'aloi needs Hanoi, Aleph, because this Kilayim needs Hanoi. But for another reason, without Hanoi, it's not called a Levisha, it's called carrying. The Rashi came with the most mistabel thing. Levisha is called a Levisha even without Hanoi. Ha'aloi is not called a Levisha without Hanoi, it's called carrying. But Levisha also needs Hanoi, because the Gemara state, Levisha has to have Hanoi. The Rambam decided, no, Levisha doesn't need Anoy, our sugya is only an Aloy, Levisha doesn't need Anoy. And then only an Aloy, in Aloy you have to have Anoy, Machlek is Rabbi Yehuda v'Rab Shimon. Rashi learned, no, Sai Levisha, Sai Aloy, need Anoy. But again, Levisha needs Anoy for one reason. Levisha needs Anoy for one reason. Because on them I'm not Chayim and Kilayim. Ha'aloi needs Levisha for two reasons. What are the two reasons? One, because Kilayim without Anoi you're not Chayev. But for another reason, Yaakov, for another reason. What is the other reason? What is the other reason? Because without Anoi, the Aloi is carrying. The Aloi is not a Ma'is Levisha. The Aloi is not a Ma'is Levisha. Aber azay, now will be my me the dvorim. Listen carefully. So first the halacha lefi Rashi. Levisha nizanoe, and aloe nizanoe. Levisha nizanoe, because on them in kilayim, you're not high without anoe, stop. So tnai, and the yisur anoe that you be nene. Aber aloe needs anoe for two reasons. One, because kilayim need anoe. But for the other reason is, because without anoe, it's called carrying. Without anoe, it's not called weary. To turn the maise ha'aloe to a maise levisha, you need anoe. It's a glad is up. But the Rishonim said in every kilayim. So the Rashi is a spout. It's a new shita in between the Rishonim and the Rambam. But again, if the Rishonim, kilayim, the Salevi explained needs anoe on them, it's not a maise. It's not a mice levisha, it's a mice carrying. Side the levisha, side the aloe. We saw the Ramban, Ran, and Shabbos. On them, it's not a mice levisha. You need the aloe. Side the aloe, side the levisha. The Ramban says levisha is a levisha, he doesn't need aloe. Aloe needs aloe to make it a mice levisha. Zogt Rashi, I learn pshaw. Levisha, the Rambam is right, it's called a mice levisha on aloe. But I need aloe like the first side of the Beis Halevi. Because without anoe, I'm not chayv and kilayim. Ha'aloe needs anoe for two reasons. One reason, because without anoe, I'm not chayv and kilayim. But for the second reason, because without anoe, the aloe is not called the ma'is elevisha. No? But now we have the tzus of the shmaisel. Rav Kineger is meram is the ganze zach. Our sugya is talking about ha'aloe. Ha'aloe needs anoe for how many reasons? For how many reasons? Two. One reason is because you need to have anoe. Yossi, what is the other reason? Because without anoe, it's not a ma'aseh levisha. Zogt Rashi. Here, Zogt Rashi. Without, if you don't have a kavona, if you don't have a kavona, it's not called a ma'aseh levisha. As a glot, yeah? Without a kavona, it's not called a ma'aseh levisha. Without a kavona, it's not called a ma'aseh levisha. Even if Rabbi Yehuda holds because the rekula double she'ena miskaven is also, this is because of the rekula. If you open the fridge, no. So all of these places, even if you don't have a kavana, Rabbi Yehuda holds double shen miskaven is also. Even if you don't have a kavana, double shen miskaven is also. I open the fridge, the light went up. Ain't a miskaven. Rabbi Yehuda holds double shen miskaven is also. I pull a bench, makes a crack. Even if I was not mechaven, Rabbi Yehuda holds double shen miskaven is also. But then aloe, the reason I have to have a aloe, we said it's not only because the aveira shaboi. Without the anoe, it's not a ma'ase levisha. To turn the anoe to a ma'ase levisha, you need to have a kavone, even a libe de Rabbi Yehuda. So our sugi is a libe de Rabbi Yehuda. We said, the Gemara says, aloe do me the levisha de is be anoe, and it's mutter without kavone. The Rishonim asked the kasha, but Rabbi Yehuda holds double shen miskaven is also. But it doesn't make a difference. To turn the ha'aloe to become a ma'ase levisha, you have to have a kavone, and it's balabatish. If I'm not mechaven, I'm carrying it. If I'm mechaven, I'm wearing it. You can't see double shen miskaven is also. The Meir Rashi said, to turn the ha'aloe to become a ma'ase levisha, I need to have a ha'aloe, and I need to have a kavone le'aloe. Masha'ing in belevisha, Rashi holds I need to have a ha'aloe belevisha. Of the deer, I don't need the anoe for turning it to become a ma'aseh levisha. Deer, I need the anoe only because without anoe, I'm not chayim. Deer, it's story in machlek is Reb Shimon v'Rab Yehuda. B'meile, the sugi in Shabbos is belevisha. Deer, it's story in machlek is Reb Shimon v'Rab Yehuda. So, well, remind me the three shittas that we have in the sugi be'etzim. Lefi the Rishonim, Sai Ha'aloe, Sai Levisha needs Hanoe, and the Hanoe needs to turn it to become a Maisa Levisha. Without Hanoe, I'm not Chayev. With Hanoe, I'm Chayev. But it's totally a machlekes Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. If you're Rav Shimon, without Kavona, it's Muto, if you're Rav Yehuda, it's Osu. The Kiddush that without Kavona, it's Osu. How the Dovah Shem Miskaven turns to become a Levisha, but if you're Rishayim, this is the cloud. Sai Levisha, Sai Aloe, Niza Noe, this is our Sugya. Without Anoe, you're not Chayim and Kilayim, never. Never, without Anoe, you're never Chayim and Kilayim. You have to have Anoe, but even after you have to have Anoe, as machlekes Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, if you have to have a kavone, halachik Rav Shimon, dovo shen miskaven is muter, moich riksus, moich in kedal, kumu bilvad shlo yichavnu, bacham vne achamu, bakshem vne akshomim, if you don't have a kavone, you muter, even if you nene, asor of godim, you're allowed to wear, because you're anyway not nene, all of these things are tila rishay. And machlekes Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, esai be'aloe, esai be'levishe, so our sugi was mechadish, you need aloe, and the sugi in Shabbos is going, after you need aloe, what if I don't have a kavone? If Rav Shimon is mutal, if Rabbonon is also. This is the tzus of the Shmaise. Le'umas then, shitas ha-rambam, levishe bichlal doesn't need aloe. Because the whole purpose of the aloe was to turn the levishe to become a maise levishe. Levishe is a levishe. So the Rambam holds a soul of God in Lovush is also. Shuva the Okim is also. When it's not a Levisha, it's a Aloe, you need the Aloe to turn it to become a Maisa Levisha. And again, he's masking with the Rishonim, but it's totally a Machlekes Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. If you're Rav Yehuda, it's also, if you're Rav Shimon, it's Mu. Rashi is a third sheet. You need Aloe, Sayin Levisha, Sayin Aloe. But a Levisha, you need it because without the Hanoe, you're not Chayev, because he saw the Hanoe like the first Tzadet Beis Halevi. I need the Hanoe for the Chiyuv. Without the Hanoe, I'm not Chayev. Without the Hanoe, I'm not Chayev. Masha'enken, the Hanoe, I need the Hanoe not only because without the Hanoe, I'm not Chayev. To turn the Ha'aloe to become a Maisa Levisha, I need to have Ha'aloe. And here Rashi spouts. The Levisha, it's totally a machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, because by Etzem I have the Aveira, and I'm enjoying, so I don't have a Kavone. Lefi Rav Yehuda is also, Lefi Rav Shimon, it's Mutar. The Ha'aloe, Lefi Rashi, I need the Ha'aloe not only for the Aveira. I need the Ha'aloe because without that, the Ha'aloe will not be considered a Maisa Levisha. The main is that Rashi, even if you have Yude, if I'm not Mechav and it's not Osu. Because here it's not the Klan for Kol HaTerikula of Dovah Shem Miskav and it's Mutar or Osu. I need the Anoe to turn the Aloe to become a Maisa Levisha. So if I need the Anoe to turn the Aloe to become a Maisa Levisha, if I'm not Mechav, I'm not Osu. So if you Rashi, we have a new answer at the Kasha of the Rishonim. It's a Givaldi Katera. Our sugya is aloe. Salkedaitoch that every aloe you chayev, even if you're not mechaven, komash or dumi de levisha, you have to be mechaven. And if you're not mechaven, it's not also afilu le Rab Yude. Vos fregin the Rishonim. Vos mit Rab Yude, it's also afilu le Rab Yude. Masheinken, the sugya in Shabbos is not talking about aloe, it's talking about levisha. So you need, now, here is the Chiddush. If you're Rashi, you need a Hanoi, even in a Levisha. But, dear, it's totally Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. This is Mamash Nifla. I'm saying, the same amount that was Nifla yesterday, Rabbi Nochem, but there's no Rashi. Oh, but this has been so close, the answer, Shita's Rashi, it's Mamash Aklo Rashita. So I want to be Mevayer. So, we said that the Rishonim had a kasha. The Rishonim had a kasha. What was the kasha of the Rishonim? The Gemara says that the Fir Pshim and Dovah Shem Miskaven et Zmuto. Again, the Fir Rishonim even Belevisha et Zmuto. And the Fir the Rambam only Ba'aloe. And the Fir Rashi it's Sai Belevisha, Sai Ba'aloe. Dovah Shem Miskaven et Zmuto. So again, the Gemara says on Shabbos, if you're Reb Shimon, Dovo Sha'ino Miskaven is Muta. If you're the Rishonim, Sai Belevisha, Sai Be'aloe, without Kavona, it's Muta. If you're the Rabbah Belevisha, you don't need Aloe, so the Mele even though Miskaven is also, only Be'aloe you need Kavona. If you're the Rashi, Sai Belevisha, Sai Be'aloe, you need Aloe. You might hear one reason or two reasons, but if you're Reb Shimon, Dovo Miskaven is Muta, so both are Muta without a Kavona. So Be'aloe, Lekula Alba, you need Aloe, and without a Kavona, it's not also Belevisha. If you're the Rishonim and Rashi and other Kavona, it's Mutar Ali with the Rav Shimon. And if you're the Rambam, it's also because the Levisha has no Din Anor. Till here, it's Klo. It's Klo. The Rishonim asked the Kasha, how are you telling me that Levisha is Mutar? How are you telling me that Levisha is Mutar on a Kavona? If you're the Rishonim, Moi the Rav Shimon bepsik Reisha. Moider Reb Shimon of Psik Reisha, and Taisus answers, we're talking that it's no Psik Reisha. It's not so close, for Bihar, for Bikol. And the Rishonim answer, even with Psik Reisha, it's Mutar. Why? Because here you need the Adnoi to turn to become a Maestro Levisha. So if Reb Shimon, if you're not Mechavet, so Bamele, it's not included in your Maestro, it's not a Maestro Levisha. So even if normally Psik Reisha is Mutar, here Psik Reisha is us. Even if normally psikreisha is also, here psikreisha is mutter. Lefi Rashi, it will be true by Ha'aloi, that I need the Ha'aloi to make it a Maisa Levisha. Or by the Levisha that I don't need to make it a Maisa Levisha, psikreisha will be also. This is the clone. And maybe we could ois cheshmer it a little bit more. But this is ba'etzem the oimek of the shittas that we have. Rishonim, Levisha ve'aloe only with Anoe, even with Psikreisha, it's Mutar, but Ada Kavone. Again, so the Fidel Rishonim, Levisha ve'aloe only with Anoe is also, Eina Miskaven is Mutar, Afilu with Psikreisha. If the Rabbim Levisha is also Afilu on Anoe, Aloe is only also by Anoe, and with Kavone, Aloha Kerab Shimon. And if Rashi, Levisha and Aloe both need Anoe, both need Kavone, so in Levisha, it's only for the din of Kol HaTerekulo, and Meila, and Firab Shim, and Muta, and Firab Yile, it's also. And the Aloe, you need the Anoe for making it to a Maise, and then even if it be Psikreisha, it'll be Muta. This is Be'etzem, the Tzus of the Shmaise. Now that we have this Tzus of the Shmaise, I want to go away, maybe one more step. How we pass it? How we pass it? That is very nagia. You know, the people that have to pass it, if you're allowed to measure a Beged Kilayim, to wear a Beged Kilayim, you have to know first the three shittas. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins and Simon Shin Aleph, לא ילבש אדם כלאיים, ואפילו על הצור בגודים שאינו מענה יוכלום. The Paschal is the halacha that you're not allowed to wear kilayim, even if you're not nene. Moichri ksus, moichim kidalkom, ובלבד שלא הסכבנו בחמו ובפני החמו. We said this is בהעלוה. בהעלוה, you need to have anoe, and you need to have a kavona. But this is the way we answer the Rambam. זוג דרמו. ויש מתירים, אפילו ללבוש כלאיים כל שאינו מכוון לענות. טור ראש שלא ילבוש כלאיים להעביר המכס. אוי כדי להרויס מדויסום אם רואי צא למוכרום וכדויבה. פדידה לטור שיטס. במחבר פסקינס בלבישה אצ אוסר אפילו און ענועה. בהעלועה אצ אוסר אולי ות כבונה ות הנועה. כמו בלבישה את זה עשו, זאת דרמו, אבל יש. ראשונים לא יודעים, אם בלבישה, has to have a noe, has to have a kavone. אז לפי דה מחבר, אז עשו לכו אותו משהו, אז לפי דה רמו, יאללה אותו משהו. זאת דשח. כך מחלק בזייסו לדעס הרמב״ם. So, לפי אבוי ראילי פשעת בחילק עזבי פושט. בחילק עזבי פושט. The Shach doesn't like the Chilek, and the Shach says that you know why you're not allowed to wear לפי the Rambam להביר את המחס if you're wearing it? Because if you're wearing it, you want them to think that you're wearing it, so it's called the Maise Levush. So the Shaila, what is that? So the way we learning the Maisa, if a person puts on a suit to measure it, if he's not Nene, if he's not Mechaven to be Nene, and he's not Nene, we're going out that we're not speaking about Anos embarrassment. Avadi, when he goes out, he doesn't want to know what to see, he for sure doesn't want to be undressed. But the Vail, we speak about Anos Chimu. Levina Rishoini, if he ain't a Mechaven, it's Mutlo. It's no problem. Sai Belevisha, Sai Be'aloi. The Rambam ben Aser holds Belevisha Filona Noez also. We pass it like the Rambo, that passes like the Rosh. And Dovo Shiriviskav, you have to have a Noez, even Belevisha, without that it's not a Maisu Levisha, but Dovo Shiriviskav and Esmuto. So the way that we are minding the Dvorim Lechura is not a problem. The Shaila is, if the Poiskim are Mekabo, that is the answer. Again, the Kasha is on the Rambam. We were Mechiach the Rambam, we said Rashi was a Pshara, the Rishon was another Shita. How we paskin Lemaisa? We paskin that this is the Chilek or not? So the Taz wants to say a different Pshat. He wants to say like this. Moichrei Ksus don't need to wear it to show you. It's the easiest way. I'm not saying a guy that is buying and wants to measure. He puts it on, people come, you see the jacket. Yeah, he really could really take a nice dal and dress the dal and show you the beged also. The book is wearing it. But Mavrichei HaMechis, you're not allowed to pass through the Mechis if it's not your clothes. If you're carrying it, you're not allowed to bring it to the country. Only if you're wearing it. So you want to wear it. So the Rambam holds, this is called that you want to wear it. You want to wear it. This is what the Rambam holds. You want to wear it. This is called that you want to wear it, Zog the Rambam. So, Lehavir es HaMechis is called that you want to wear it. Moich Riksus is not called that you want to wear it.
I think that's called
Hanot. The way we learn, we can't even hear this Tivutzi. We learn that Lefid HaRambam Levisha doesn't need Hanot. Ha'aloi needs Hanot. They really know. The Rambam learned, the Shaila is, if it's called that you're mechaven to wear it or you're not mechaven to wear it. If you're mechaven to wear it, maybe you don't need anor, and I will explain the difference. When I'm mechaven to wear something, this is called wearing it. They want to say one more step from what we are saying. Avada, the Yesoid is in Kilayim, the Isur is to wear. The reason we need an Anoa, because without Anoa, it's not called to wear it. So Ha'aloa that I'm not Nene is not called that I'm wearing it. They learn in the Rambam, even when I wear it, it's called that I'm wearing it. I'm wearing it. And wearing it is awesome. Why you're allowed to wear it Le'avir es HaMechis? Not only if you put it on your shoulders, even if you're wearing it. Aye, the Rambam holds. So he said like this. It's why Moichrei Ksus are allowed to wear it. Not because, so we answer, it's Ha'aloi. And in Ha'aloi, without Ha'aloi, it's not us. They're saying a different tefillah. Okay, if either way we learn, you're not allowed to wear kilayim to show the measurements of the Fida Rambam. The Fida taste is in the Rishonim, yes. But the Fida Rambam, you're not allowed to wear it. You're only allowed to do aloy. Wearing is also. This is the way we learn. The Shach and the Taz want to say you're allowed to wear it when you don't need to wear it. Meaning to say, you want to sell it. You don't need to wear it. So then, the Fida Rambam, it's not called wearing it. But when you're passing the meches, it's considered you want to wear it. Why you want to wear it? Because this is what they're telling you. If it's your clothes, you're allowed to go through, and if not, not. So you want it to be your clothes. So they want to say again. The few what we are learning is nothing what to think. Every time wearing is also aloy, is only also with aloy, and it's nothing what to think. It's glad. The Shach says there's another case that is also lefida rambam. Like we're saying, levisha is also lafidu on aloy, haaloy is only also with aloy. But not every levisha on aloy is called the levisha. You have levisha on aloy that is not called the levisha. What levisha on aloy will not be called the levisha? When the guy in the store tries to show the measurement, it's not called the ma'aser levisha. Only if he has a knot. When you want to lehavrich a sameches, then it is called a ma'aser levisha. Why? Because this is what they tell you. If you're wearing it, you're allowed to wear it. And if not, not. So the Shach and the Taz want to say that if the Rambam, you have cases that is also lehavir esameches because you want them to think that you're wearing it. You want them to think that you're wearing it. This is the reason moichei meches is also lefida Rambam. But if you're not Mechavin to wear it. So lefi the Rambam it's muta. Aye, the aloche of the Rambam. This is what they want to pass. So now, after we have all of these shittas, including the Shach and the Taz, we have to know the Maisa today. A person goes into a store and he wants to measure a suit. There's a Vada Kilayim, there's a Sofa Kilayim. So when he finishes, he wants to take it to the shopkeeper's place. But before, he wants to measure it. He's allowed to measure it when it's kilayim or not. What comes out after we learn the sugya here? You're allowed to or not? So, I want to ask Hashem, you're chazed the shittas. Tomorrow a little bit we'll just go over the shittas and then we'll go right on the board. Thank you.